I saw the schedule. I contacted the film guys and got every single team's film put on my iPad so I can start studying the opponents right now. I want to get to know these guys before I play them. And favorable matchups, they're all favorable matchups. It's all good games. I'm looking forward to it. I will say, I'm going back home Monday night. I'm going back to Philly. I grew up probably about 15 minutes from there, so it's my first time playing back home, and Monday night, you couldn't draw it up any better. So I'd be lying if I said I didn't pay attention to that.
Hey, Mike, what's it like to get back to, I mean, not that you haven't been working this offseason, but what's it like to get back to work as a group today? And kind of, can you give us a vibe on what kind of feel you get from you and your guys?
I just finished telling Sam Barrington that it's funny, on the first day back, after the workout, everybody sticks around and talks and catches up. And then this time next week when the workout's over, guys are bolting back home, you know. But that just goes to show that we miss each other, and it's great to get back. And that's the type of team that you want, is guys that in their first day back, they're excited, making plans. Hey, you know, where we going to watch the basketball game at, or go get some wings, something like that. So that shows the character of our locker room, just the quality of people we have and how much we love to be around each other, our team chemistry. So just from that alone, just looking at everybody still sweating, nobody jumped in the shower yet, just talking and catching up, joking and stuff like that. It's little things like that is very positive to see early on.
Hey, Mike, we've seen some pictures of Eddie on the internet. The transformation looks pretty remarkable. What's he look like to you?
I think Eddie looks good, man, you know, and we'll see when the pass come on and everything, but I do think he's a guy that rises to the occasion. He comes from a great program where they do things the right way, and he came under a lot of fire, so I think he's a guy that he got put on the spot, and he responded.
Mike, how strange was it coming here and not having BJ with you, and kind of what was your reaction when you found out his decision to step away?
It was very odd. Usually when we drive over to the workouts or the practice, he would ride with me, and not having him ride with me was weird. You know, I kind of didn't know what to do. Just hopped in the car with Micah, but you know, I might have to substitute him with a Troy ride with me to practice. But it was different to come in the locker room and not see somebody who's been there every year. You've been there, somebody who's been there a few years before you've been there, and especially BJ, who lined up next to me for so long. So, you know, but we got great guys in our defensive line room, and I'm looking forward to getting to working with these guys. You know, like I said, we have LaTroy back, and that was a great addition for us. And, you know, everybody else, Josh is back healthy, and seeing Big Mike and everybody, all the young guys, we're ready to get rolling. I'm looking forward to it.
Mike, did BJ talk to you while he was going through that process of making that decision at all?
I didn't hear from him. And then when I got the news, I gave him some space and I contacted him, you know, just told him, hey, man, it was an honor to play with you. I watched the guy get drafted, and seeing him get drafted really gave me hope because he was a shorter guy as well. And so it was awesome to get a chance to play with him. And I just made sure I let him know that. And, you know, my line is always open if he wants to talk or anything like that. And that's just a relationship we have. No, so, but no, I didn't know anything about his decision prior to.
Mike, we know you don't need any extra motivation, but the way the last two seasons have ended in disappointing fashion on the final play, does that give you guys any motivation? Maybe not you, maybe a team motivation?
Absolutely, especially because it's a team sport, but at the end of the day, it does fall back on the defense. They scored on us in overtime two games in a row out west, and now the lasting thought is, man, if only the defense could have did better. Man, if only the defense could have pulled through. And I'm a man. I have pride, and that makes me angry. So hopefully, I'm sure it makes a lot of other guys upset, but I'm trying to get them livid like I am every time you have to see that and hear that. And I was just talking to somebody, and he mentioned you know, the defense really has to start doing better. Defense has to step up, you know, and I kind of just gave him one of these smirks like, yeah, okay. But we got to do better. That's all to it. And it's on us, and we just got to keep getting better. And like I said, I see the camaraderie we have already, and it's just day one. And all we did was a like an abbreviated workout. So I can only imagine how we'll be when we get out there, when OTA start up, and I'm looking forward to get that going as well.
Hey, Mike, with Clay moving back outside, what do you think you have behind you in the middle of that inside linebacker?
I think our personnel department does a great job finding guys. Jake did a really good job for us coming in, and me and the kid just played with his hair on fire. And when you're a young guy, you don't know your head from your tail. All we do is ask you to just play with your head on fire, and that's what he did. Looking forward to see him make the, you know, the progress from week one or season one to season year one to year two. And Sam Barrington, he's one of my favorites. I'm sure you guys all know that. So, really, you put him out there, it doesn't matter. He's great. And they get Clay back on the edge. That's good because he's carved out a heck of a career for himself on the edge. And we got guys that can get it done in the middle. I just keep saying I'm looking forward to it. I sound like a broken record, but I am. I've missed these guys. I'm glad to see them back, and it's time to get to work together.
Mike, how has this program evolved in your time here, this time of year, and how does it help you in September, what you do now?
I say that the coaching staff, they put a lot of hard hours in on figuring out how to make us a better football team. And we do a great job building our guys up, next man in, all year long. And that's just how it is. It's just how it is in the NFL. When we go and play teams and we see one of their starters is down, it's like, okay, that's the pigeon. Let's get after this guy. But when teams play against us and they see one of our starters down, they're going to get a very tough matchup as well, because a lot of our guys that are backups could be starters other places. I'd say just about all of them. And that's just the way it is. We always have a next man up personality, and that's because that's the way we're built. We train our guys properly. We have our guys built up the right way so that when the situation comes for them to have to play when a starter goes down, we don't miss a step.
Hey, Mike, what is it about Sam, besides being your friend, that you get excited about him? Because we've seen glimpses of him, but he's had some pretty rotten luck injury-wise a couple of years here. Why should we have the kind of faith in him that you do?
Because Sam and I, we became friends because we think the same. He has the same mentality as me, and he's coming to start a riot. That's the way he plays football, and we could continue to feed into that type of identity, that personality in our defense. And Sam, he's a leader. He's a guy, I don't mind saying, hey, you got it. Whatever you need to done, I'll get it done for you. You know, and I love him. It stunk that he got hurt last year, but that was just, you know, the way things, this is what happened, and nothing you can do about that. But there's nobody more upset about him being hurt than himself. And you see him come back, he looks great. And OTA should be interesting.
You were asked about Eddie a minute ago. As a guy who does things right like you do, did it bother you when you see a guy, for whatever Eddie's reason was, that, you know, he wasn't at his best, wasn't out of shape or whatever?
There's times where I'm definitely not at my best, and it happens. And sometimes you'll have one poor week built upon another, and that's might have been what happened to him. And that's, you see that in the NFL. Sometimes guys have great year, and then one quote-unquote down year. And that's just what happens to everybody. So, you know, you look at a guy like J.J. Watt, he has a down year, but his down year is still like a 10-sack year. But for him, he's kicking himself in the butt like, man, I should get about 18, 19 sacks. So, you know, unfortunately, he wasn't his best, but like I said, he's a guy who's got pride. He's got pride, and I think hearing all the negativity might have sparked him up a little bit.
Mike, what do you recall about your draft experience leading up to weekend of
year back? Just my draft experience, watching a lot of offensive linemen who I know I'm going to go and hit them in their mouth, get drafted ahead of me, it's kind of made me pretty upset. Watching a lot of defensive linemen that I know aren't going to go and throw that punch like I am, get drafted ahead of me, had me a little upset. But I was short, couldn't play the run, and utter the foolishness that the experts said. I guess they were wrong. And, yeah, I just built up the chip on my shoulder that I had ever since I was a little kid.
Mike, is there a correlation, you think, between the way a season ends and the amount of communication guys have in the off season? In other words, if it doesn't go the way you want, are guys more likely to discuss things that can be fixed or between January and March?
Yeah, and it's unfortunate that it's that way, because with success or failure, you should have great communication regardless. And success, great communication on, hey, how can we do it again? How can we get even better? Because I'm sure if you look at the past Super Bowl teams, there's a lot of things that they look back in their season and say, hey, we got the ring, but there's things that we could have done a lot better. And then it speaks for itself for the teams that didn't get the ring. So,
Mike, I know you guys lose BJ, but what's your comfort level with LaTroy, you know, moving back in at nose tackle, obviously having experience with him 2 years ago?
I'm extremely comfortable. LaTroy, his personality, it fits right in with what I was saying about Sam. He's going to get after you. He likes to poke the bear, so to speak. And when I say poke the bear, I mean if a team has a guy who has a reputation for being the tough guy or the bad dude or whatever, he's going to kind of get after him and get in his head and start the fight. And I like that. I love that about him. And we have a lot of guys that are like that. And you'll start to see that a little more. And I think that'll – having a guy like LaTroy – come back. I said it when he got drafted. You can't win a Super Bowl with nice guys on defense. You look at the last teams, Ravens, Seahawks, Patriots, and the Broncos, their defenses did a lot of that work. When the Giants beat the Patriots twice, it's that pass rush, you know, so the defense is going to get it done. We have a great offense, but the defense, we just had to keep making improvements that we're making. I think we've made a lot of big steps in signing guys like LaTroy, drafting guys like HaHa, having veterans like Morgan. It matters. It matters, and it does a lot for us.
Mike, you've been able to make a pretty big jump in your game pretty much every year. What kind of jump do you want to make this year? How do you want to be known around the league by your
zone? Every day, all I can do is just make an improvement every day. And if I make an improvement every day, I got 365 days better. And it sounds rhetorical, but the small changes add up to big leaps, big changes, and that's necessary for making those giant steps from year one to year two to year three, so forth.